This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Okay, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine you're on your dream vacation. No work calls to answer, no text messages to respond to, just your suitcase and an opportunity.
The opportunity to just take yourself out of your routine and travel deeper.
How to actually take that dream trip. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It's February 18th, and I'm here with Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Robin.
WBEZ and Vocal O Radio's Ayana Contreras.
Hello.
And WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
It's New Music Friday, and we're doing a quick look at the best albums out this week, starting with Krungbin and Leon Bridges. They're back together with a new one called Texas Moon.
Deep in your shallow, when I'm far away, in another place, hold it out to more, just as your pillow, waiting for your love. In all the ways, in another place, all I'm thinking of, just can't get enough.
Can't take it down. I keep thinking I can't walk over this.
No, just keep playing it. Just keep it rolling.
That's just the whole show.
When I found love, we trolling today.
This is Krungbin and Leon Bridges together again on a new one called Texas Moon. The song is B-side. It's a follow-up to a record they put out around this time a couple of years ago called Texas Sun. And Ayana, I kept thinking of you because when we were first meeting and getting to know each other, I asked what kind of music you like, and you said groove-based music.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds really vague, but it's not. I mean, groove music is inclusive of so many different sounds, and if you talk about what a groove is, like, that is it, right?
Yeah.
I love this pairing. I think they're perfect for each other in so many ways. I think that B-side, the Afrobeat flavor of it, it feels like dancing on the savannah. But then, I mean, if you go to some of these expanses of Texas, it gives me that same flavor. It's adventurous. It's a romp that I love.
There's this texture to music from that region of the country, and it has a little bit of gospel in it, a little bit of country, the blues, funk, soul, all mixed up. That was just screaming out at me as I was listening to this project.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want people to hear that one song and think that this is going to be a party record and it just has this one note. I mean, listening to Doris, for instance.
Don't close it. So much to leave behind.
The way that it just echoes and rings out and talks about sort of this universal truth in a way that's just undeniably groovy. It's just, it's really a beautiful, scant album.
Scant, it is. It's short, and it does leave you wanting more.
Yeah, they find a nice groove. The texture of a lot of these songs has like this rough, washed out feel that sounds old, but like something a record that you would have found in a storage space somewhere. And you throw it on, it's like, yo, what is this? It's a remarkable record. And it is, you know, it's nice and short, and it hits you. You want to replay it immediately.
Right. Exactly.
Leon Bridges together with Krungbin, their record is called Texas Moon. Also out now on February 18th is a double album from the band Beach House. It's called Once Twice Melody.
Zero, smoke,
Beach House, their new record is called Once Twice Melody. This is the closing cut called Modern Love Stories. I said it was a double album, but it's one that they've been releasing in chunks. They're calling them chapters. They started dropping them last November, so today they've got the fourth and final chapter. And I don't know, you know, they've always made this very dreamy, hazy music, but I think it's fair to say that this is their most, I think, their most cinematic and certainly expansive release in the nearly 20 years they've been putting out music together.
Beach House is beach housing, you know? They're doing the thing, and they're doing it better than ever. You know, Ayanna, you were talking about the value of a groove. Is this groove music?
It's a vibe, right? Like, I can imagine me living in the OC and wearing Tory Burch and listening to this. And
oh, snap.
It would be a good life, you know? But I don't know that it's a groove in the same way. I don't know.
Well, Victoria LeGrand, who's half of Beach House and is the vocalist, and, you know, they write all their songs together, but she's the visionary in a lot of ways. She said that this music is supposed to evoke the 80s, the excess of the 80s. But for me, it's really like right around 1990, because it feels like rave culture without being rave music. Mm. You know, it's just like a really long trip, very sensual, very kind of, I get bright colors, I get little fluffy clouds. Not literally the song by The Orb, but I'm feeling like it's invoking that moment. And I think this is also a record for the era of legalized weed. You know what I mean? Hmm. It just feels like lay back, have your edible, get into it.
You're in California, right?
No, no, I'm in Nashville, so don't tell them that I said
okay.
That.
Okay. I'm just checking on that.
Well, you know, I kept trying to find this thread since it is being released and, you know, it was released in chapters and they say it's of a piece. It's like an hour and a half of music. I'm not sure what the story is. It's fairly abstract, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you dig into the lyrics a little bit, which are all very fantastical, it seems to at least in part explore sort of the ways that we get lost in great works of art and the imaginary worlds that they create, which is what their music has always been about.
Well, they work with Alan Moulder. He's one of the main mixers on this record. And I hear you saying, okay, I get it now. I mean, that is like the king of shoegaze, right?
Yeah, that's going to say, yeah.
And to say, like, what is the meaning? I mean, Robin, I don't even know if we're supposed to be able to say what is the meaning.
I'm definitely a proponent of that in art, that feeling is the narrative sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think any longtime fans of Beach House are going to love this one. The record is called Once Twice Melody. And let's talk about one more album before we take a break. It's from Hooray for the Riff Raff. It's called Life on Earth.
I go out walking after twilight, talking to the memories of all I've ever known. But you can't find me, I'm a million miles from midnight. I'm a blues child, baby, born to be alone. I'm just a loaded gun. I know I'm not the only one shooting straight at the sun. I know I'm not the only one. Jesus Christ and a heart attack, suffering to be loved, I relate to that. Or maybe you.
Music's pretty great, huh?
Oh.
I like it. I give music 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Are you talking about generally?
Yeah. I hear stuff like this, and it's just so beautiful and so hooky and so melodic. It's just nirvana for me. Hooray for the Riff Raff. The new record is called Life on Earth, and this song is pointed at the sun. This is Alinda Segarra, their first album in 5 years, and it is a big, big swing for them. I was totally blown away.
Oh, so exciting to see an artist evolve and constantly challenge themselves and push themselves, push their vision, push their, you know, emotional intelligence and find new ways of expressing the most profound lessons of their lives. And that's what happens with this record. Alinda has talked a lot about how this record was inspired by many different writers, as well as being in the natural world and thinking about climate crisis and how we need to preserve and uphold what we have here on Earth. And they really talk a lot about a book called Emergent Strategy by a writer named Adrienne Marie Brown, who's also an activist. I was lucky enough to be in a room with Alinda and Adrienne Marie Brown recently discussing their views on life, and the energy between those two was so profound.
You know, it's interesting, we had mentioned that Beach House kind of has a 90s, really early 90s, early mid 90s kind of vibe. This also, for me, feels very late 90s. I mean, maybe it's because I'm from Chicago and our indie scene is very idiosyncratic in that way, but I do think that I heard this and I was transported to a time that was, it was a good time. And the sound is, I mean, it was a good time. So I wonder.
You're getting a pushback from me. It was a great time.
It was a good time. I wonder if a part of the appeal from my perspective is a little touch of nostalgia. We're still being like deeply rooted thematically in the issues of our time.
This whole mood is my jam, you know, sad euphoria. The acknowledgement that things are not okay, but life is still beautiful, you know? Hooray for the riffraff, really incredible record called Life on Earth. And we're going to talk about another incredible album out today from the singer Kendra Morris and flag a bunch of other great releases out today in the second half of the show, but first we need to take a short break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company. Because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're taking a quick look at the best albums out now on February 18th. We start the second half of the show off with the singer Kendra Morris. Her new one is called Nine Lives. Kendra Morris is the singer. Nine Lives is her new record. The song we're hearing from, it's Dry. I don't know why it didn't occur to me until just listening to it now, how it's very similar to the Krungbin. Like, she's someone who would also sound great with Krungbin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I like to pair. I like pairing. I think it's a good pair.
I can definitely hear that, because a lot of this, it's rooted in soul music, R&B, but it also has sonically like a lot of nods to psychedelic rock. I even got some 70s library music, like KPM type stuff. Wow. In a lot of the arrangements on this record. It's colorful and gorgeous.
Here's my thing, because I'm a soul cat, right? Like, I think that it's hard because this is clearly made through the lens of sample culture, right? So like Adrian Young type thing, where it's, there's something about it that's sort of interpretation of that sound as opposed to that sound.
You're not saying that it's pretend soul or dress-up soul? Or,
absolutely not. It's actually the antithesis of that, because the dress-up soul is these people who wear suits and are made to sound like gold wax. It's made to sound like Motown. Mm. It's made to sound like this. Whereas this is like, I'm going to throw this in a blender and I'm not going to curse, but funk it up in a weird way and pull out the stuff that Wu-Tang would have pulled out, as opposed to the stuff that might have actually played on soul radio.
Yeah, like a deep knowledge and a way of connecting with the past that isn't about evoking one moment the way Dress Up Soul often is, but that's playing around in a kind of a time machine. And I think her vocals are really interesting in that way, too. She's not imitating one moment or one predecessor or set of predecessors. She changes her vocal approach in these songs often, even in the middle of a song, which I think makes her stand out for me.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, and I don't think that they're treading new earth here, but I do think that it's a really lovely, really beautiful interpretation of this subgenre of music.
Kendra Morris, her record is called Nine Lives. And before we get to the last album that we want to play today, let's take a minute to mention some of the other notable releases out now on February 18th. John?
Yeah, probably my favorite thing that came out this week is Anwar High Sign. His EP is called Live Nigga Prophecy, and he's dope. He's a dope MC. He's from my hometown, Philadelphia, and he's definitely one of my favorites out. And this EP is just like a real fly, thoughtful record. The wordplay is real slick. It's intricate and detailed. This cut is probably my favorite from the EP. It's called Dover. It's this slow-burning, vivid story that he's telling, and it really shows how sharp and remarkable a writer Anwar High Sign is.
Ice when you could think more ace. Coach on the window side, no leg room. Listening to deck rec room. Figure eight through my next loop. Tired of consignment. Chasing a simpler time. Free of Jocelyn. I bang Tony line. They ain't my kind, they never overshine. Low key, I missed over sunrise.
I love it.
Well, I'm really excited about this collaboration between Roki Okone, an incredible Malian singer, and the producer Jackknife Lee. It's called Bamanan. So Jackknife Lee, he's worked with people like U2 and Taylor Swift, you know. Yeah. Roki Okone is one of the most beloved vocalists in Mali. She's known as the Rose of Bamako. And she is just an amazing vocalist, very raw in some ways, very conversational as Malian music can be, but also so brilliant in her phrasing and her power. So yeah, this is my record. And I wanted to play a track called Anwatile. It's our time, like much of the record, celebrating the Bambara culture of Southern Mali.
Ayana.
So the album that I was surprised to be interested in is Metronomy, Small World. And it's not that I don't like the band. I mean, I think it's hard not to like the band, but I don't know that I really had any like expectations one way or the other. But when I started hearing some of the releases, singles behind it, it got me very excited. I'm a fan of Hot Chip. I'm a fan of sort of that domino dance music sound. And this was giving me those flavors, but it was also giving me just like so much heart.
This is the song, It's Good to Be Back. I hear that Hot Chip touchstone you were talking about, Ayana.
Yeah.
And I'll just mention a new one from the Mississippi rapper Big Crit. It's called Digital Roses Don't Die. This is a track called All the Time. Top it down, but the AC blew on a hot summer day. When the freeze out the play, let the bay pay the way, cause the kid coming through, but coming down ain't quite all it seems. Deckers on lurk in the lost country. I'ma tell you about the energy I'm beat. Popped up twice when I find a queen. Big Crit, also one of the judges in this year's Tiny Desk contest that just opened up. John, you were a judge last year, weren't you?
Yes, it was very difficult.
Yes, it is very difficult. Big Crit, the record is called Digital Roses Don't Die. All that music out now on February 18th, along with this last one that we want to play from the band Lavender Country. It's called Blackberry Rose.
Leave all confusions and all disillusions behind. Lay your head in my bed, you might be surprised what you can find. Lay all of your yearnings and all your concerns in that pretty head down on my pillow. Let me blow them away with the dust of the day. They are dandelion fluff on the billow. Let me sing you the songs you were longing to hear. Soft, low, and moaning, sweet to the ear. Be your warbling wild whip, I will do your quiver like jello.
I laugh because this is like so different than everything else we've listened to.
I love the line he says, come to my bed, you might be surprised what you find. Lavender Country, Blackberry Rose is the record. The song is Leave All Disillusions Behind. This is a band that formed 50 years ago, 5-0. And this is kind of a historic release.
Absolutely. This is a long-awaited return to the studio for Lavender Country, only their second record after that groundbreaking, though rather obscure, 1973 release. Patrick Haggerty is just a blessing on the earth. This man, his spirit is incredible. He's just so full of wisdom and joy and humor. You hear that for Patrick, his message is all about queer pride and being like a lifelong progressive radical. The album is pure joy.
Also, though, the music is a little subversive. You know, these songs,
they sound
like pretty standard classic country fare at first listen. And then the more attention you give the lyrics, you realize I'm sorry, what did you just say? It's it is not at all what you expect.
Very sexually forthright.
Yeah.
Very much about radical politics. There's tributes to like longtime socialists on this record. You know, it goes there, but they feel very relevant to me right now. I mean, there is the spirit of kind of like radical liberation that was such a big part of the early 70s and the gay liberation movement of that time. Patrick Haggerty, now 78, has carried forth that spirit into the 21st century.
Lavender Country is the band. Blackberry Rose is the record. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you so much. Great to talk with you.
Ayanna Contreras.
Thank you.
And John Morrison.
Yeah, thanks, Robin.
As always, you can see a list of the albums and songs we mentioned on today's show in the episode description for this podcast. You can also find it on our website at npr.org/allsongs. To hear the tracks again and a whole lot of other new singles that came out this week, search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in Spotify or Apple Music. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a stellar weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
You've got to leave all confusions and all disillusions behind.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games.
not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.